the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast Weekly Highlights.
You see, with rule-based trading, the rules are there not to be broken. It may be a perfect setup, but if there's support in the way of it, you can't let that cloud your judgment. She set up, kabam, and whooshka, we took the trade and away we went, a profitable trade.
I went down the Bitcoin rabbit hole deep enough in 2013-14 that the Wall Street Journal quoted me in a story as Wall Street's Bitcoin expert.
We have rules in trading for a reason, not to break them, ladies and gentlemen. You need to have a structured set of rules there to work from. See, it's not about taking lots of trades, and this is something that I do see people make mistakes on. It should be more focused on the quality of the trade, not the amount of trades. Don't let that fool you.
June 29th, 2017, when I actually saw the crypto light, stopped everything I was doing, and have devoted myself to crypto 24/7 since then, under the belief that this is the biggest thing to happen in our lifetime.
I don't go looking for trades, guys. You know this. I let the trades find me. And when they don't find me, that's it. I just sit back and I wait until they do.
I really believe that Phil Gross had the greatest business idea in the history of mankind.
Patience, guys. I've had to have a lot of it.
He wanted us to launch in 2 weeks. How could we possibly launch in 2 weeks? And long story short, we launched in 2 weeks, and the very first day we opened up the top level domain, we did over $160,000 in revenue.
Rewards will come when you do the right thing. Good traders get good results. That's a fact. Good traders get good results. You can have the greatest idea in the world, but if you don't time it well, then you can be well ahead of the curve. Sometimes going backwards is going forwards. You've got to make the mistakes to not make them again. As always, guys, we recommend educating yourself, learning how to do things properly, having a set of rules and executing those rules. In no way, shape or form do I ever give financial advice. It's about empowering you to make your own decisions, and I use technical analysis to do that.